What's the show called?
The pleasure is ours.
I think I know how we're kicking it off. You already know. The pleasure.
The pleasure is ours. The pleasure.
We're in.
Is
ours.
It's ours. It's our pleasure.
Pirates are fucking on this one. Our pleasure.
The pleasure is ours.
Shiver me timber.
Good things. I like this phrase. The good things come in small packages. This is one that I can get on board
with.
That's
the phrase this week? What is it?
That's the phrase. This is what we're going to
analyze.
Slice and dice.
Dissect.
Good things come in. Now, is that C-U-M? No, it's C-O-M-E.
Could be.
Okay.
Thank you.
Good could things. Be. It could be. Come in small packages. Admittedly, I don't do a lot. I'm not a big jizzer. I'll admit that. I'm not a big jizzer.
So good things come out of small packages.
Maybe one more time, just all strung together as it
good
said.
Good things come in small packages. I said that's it out the gate. Okay, yeah, at the very beginning. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Good things come in small packages. I like this one. I'm a compact guy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a little ball of energy.
You don't jizz a lot.
I feel like good things come in small packages. I should get this tattoo. Like if I was a girl that gets like inspirational tattoos tattooed on herself or a guy, but usually girls do shit like that. Uh-huh. I feel like I would get this on cursive on my lower back or something.
Get this in cursive? You would?
Yeah, I get this tattooed maybe on the nape of my neck.
The whole
something.
Thing, or would you just get good thing?
Right.
Oh, yeah. And then I'd really have to spell it out for people when they're like, what the fuck
well,
is
no,
that?
Well, no, I figured they would be able to spell it out because you are like
you have good thing on the back of your neck and then come in small packages on your inner thighs.
If you had a giant back tattoo that just said small package, I'd be pretty pumped on that.
Right. Yeah. Like, you're just doing like pull ups at Venice Muscle Beach.
Yeah. They call me the small package. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I just, that's all I do is pull up. So I just have just this massive back.
Right.
So Adam, you're kind of like living proof that this is indeed a true saying. Is that what you're telling us?
Well, I mean, not all, obviously this isn't a blanket statement, but I feel for me personally, I like this phrase. It works for me. Good things come in small packages. I'm a little guy.
I watched that Andre the Giant documentary. Big man.
Right.
Big man. Yeah. Seemed pretty great. And like
he died like super young because he was so giant.
That's true. His heart exploded.
Oh, so everyone who dies young, that's not okay with you? That's a bad thing?
No, I would like for them to live longer.
Yeah. I bet you would. I bet you would. But and if I am ever quoted for anything,
yeah.
I want to be quoted as saying Andre the Giant is a good thing.
A good thing? He's a thing.
So he's a thing to you.
Oh, he's a freak to you.
He's a good thing.
Okay. Wow.
But he came in a large package.
That's my point, Kyle.
I guess that brings me to the question. Does this imply that things that come in large packages are
good?
Good.
That's what I'm getting to. And it's a slippery slope.
This isn't
tit for tat.
We're not saying that the good things come in small packages. Doesn't mean that if it's a big thing. And it comes in a big package. It's a shitty thing.
You're pure evil.
No, I think it implies that bigger things are better. Smaller things have to be proven good.
Oh.
This saying comes from people basically trying to boost confidence. No, where like someone gets a small thing and they're like, "Hey, good things come in small packages." Or like, if someone feels like overpowered, they're like, "Don't worry, buddy. Good things come in small packages." Like Rudy, okay?
Yes, sure. Rudy.
The ultimate small thing in a good thing in a small package.
Correct.
Rudy, Notre Dame.
Sean Astin,
my hero,
related to Adam in ways we don't know.
True. I mean, if he doesn't play my older brother in something,
yeah,
could he play my dad? Is he old enough? Probably not.
I think this is a little bit of a ego booster for some people. I like hearing this saying along with the saying, like, you know, it's not about the size, it's the way you use it, you know, the motion of the ocean, not the size of the boat.
You like hearing that? How often do you hear that?
Yeah, because, you know, this is like, I feel like there's things that
it's nice to hear.
Do you hear that often?
Women have had to do over the years to pad, you know, our egos because as men, we get very.
And Blake, we're talking specifically, how often do you hear that?
He's talking about wieners right now.
Because I know you don't go boating that often.
Sure. It's an analogy, but you know.
I was talking about my boat.
Okay.
It's just you like to hear some positive reinforcement every now and then. You know, some of us don't have the longest ropes.
Right.
You know?
Well, you know, if you go into Wieners, I mean, think about like, think about all the statues with the good things in small packages on those guys, absolutely. You know, tiny little peckers.
What was going on in ancient Greece? No one had a huge cock back then. Yeah, it was crazy. I feel like
out of all the statues, none of them is really hanging.
Everyone was just ripped up. Everyone was just shredded.
Yeah.
Well, they all had workout dick. You know how when like you
work. That's probably what it is. They had just dropped and done a bunch of push-ups and then got up to flex.
They just got done doing an ancient CrossFitty.
Right.
Where they're sprinting up the steps of the forum.
Yeah, this is Trojan times.
And Trojan times. And they're all just shredded. They're ripped up.
Right.
And so all the blood has rushed out of their cock. And it was probably Socrates who was like, good things come in small packages. Wait, I should etch that in stone.
Do you think David, the statue guy, do you think he was stoked? Was he like, hey, could you just let me chub up real quick? And he's like, no, mate, you look great.
Well, my guess is that you had to stand there a long time. Yeah.
You know how long it takes for them to etch those? It takes like, I want to say like a year.
At least.
You know, like a year or so.
I imagine somebody sketched out the thing for him and then he worked off the sketches, no?
No, that was pre-sketches, dude. There were no pencils. Yeah, there was no pens.
Oh, yeah.
There must have been some kind of point of pride to the small pecker back then that we will never understand as humans on this earth.
Right.
There had to have been. Otherwise, these fucking people would not have let that happen. Like, that. If they were like, no, we have to have a big old dick, and then all of them have little dicks, no fucking way. That would not be in our museum.
It's our society that has made you feel that way because good things do indeed come in small packages. Back then, they didn't judge people like that. They're like, oh yeah, David's got this little wanger, but my boy can slang it like nobody's business.
Right. Maybe he was a grower. We don't know that.
We don't know.
And then there's that.
Are Greek guys known to grow? I don't know.
There's no way
What
to
was
know.
His thing? What was David's thing?
I heard he could break it from the back. That's just what I heard. Yeah.
He would hit the skins really hard.
Yeah.
Oh, he was like a porn star?
Yeah. He could get. He, wow. I heard he could get from the back. He could really get it.
He would really.
Only from the back.
He would really clap.
Because there was too much pressure when you're like eye to eye, I think, for him.
Well, wasn't David the great thinker? Wasn't that his?
Yeah, he's thinking about something.
I think that's a different guy. You're talking about Dobie Gillis now?
He's thinking about something. Clapping cheeks.
Yeah, is David the thinker with the little dick?
No, David is the jack dude who's just standing like this, and he's got the little dick.
They all have little dicks, by the way.
No one has a big dick. No one has a big dick. You guys
think that's little?
I feel like we got to get to the bottom of this shit, bro. Like, what's up with that? There has been a sea change when it comes to the interpretation of size of cocks.
We're talking about Greek statues. If you go around the world to different places, the dicks are popping.
Are they?
Where? I've never seen a statue with a big dick.
With a huge dong.
I would love to.
Travel to West Africa. There's plenty of statues there where the dicks are gargantuan.
Really? In West Africa, do they have statues with giant cocks?
Yes.
I don't know. I'm asking.
Yes.
For real?
Yeah.
That's awesome. I gotta make a trip.
Thank you, Durs, for that perspective.
For sure. This is what I have.
I feel like also outside of the Staples Center, there is a statue shack and you can see up his shorts and goddamn.
Right. Yeah, it is true. If you do spend enough time looking.
Wait, I guess I never looked up his shorts.
You got to take some time. And Blake's done that. And yeah,
that detail is there. That detail is there.
That's incredible. That's incredible.
Hey, man, you got to really look at it for a while.
Yeah. Yeah, you do.
Really? You got how long do you have to look at it for?
Hey, man, just go out there.
The pleasure is ours.
So, like, yeah, what about, okay, so if good things come in some packages, small packages, but there's also bad shit that can come in small packages. Okay, am like I
what?
Right?
Like what? What are you thinking about?
Anthrax in a letter.
Thank you. Okay. That is a small package, and that's not a good thing.
Remember that? Yeah. That shit was freaky, dude.
Yeah, I feel like.
Remember that? What do you mean remember that?
That?
You don't remember when anthrax was being sent and like nobody knew where the fuck it was coming from and anybody was a target? They had no clue. You would just open up cards and anthrax would be in it.
I feel like it just went to like, it went to like 30 Rock or NBC and then they
yeah,
were like,
it went
yeah,
to like it. One place. It wasn't just mailed to your aunt or some shit.
It could
shit.
Have been any
just,
of us though.
You guys are crazy, man. Everybody was a target.
Doesn't bother me. I feel like okay. I'd be fine.
Yeah, no, I mean, obviously a lot of shitty things could come in small packages. Divorce papers, that's just like a letter.
They come in a package.
When you're served, it's just some guy being like, hey, what's up? Are you Kyle Newcheck? And you're like, oh, hey, yeah, man, dude. What's going on? And he's like, you've been served, motherfucker.
Right.
Oh, I love that movie, though. And yeah. That's a small package, but that DVD would rock.
Fuck yeah, that's a good thing.
You got served?
Yeah.
Who is that?
What was You Got Served? Was that?
Yeah, I'm tripping.
That was like a dance movie?
Yeah, I think like B2K was in it or something.
Is that this one where she's like clapping and he's
that's
like.
That's Julia Stiles. That's Save the Last Dance. That's an amazing my bad. Dance
guys,
movie.
Guys, if I could just take a moment. I'm so sorry.
I'm so yeah, cool. I would like to apologize to the community for Dirk's yeah. not knowing the difference between You Got Served and Save the Last Dance.
Yeah, it's
embarrassing.
Not cool.
Embarrassing.
What about like razor blades and shit? Like if you got a fucking box full of razor blades and you sure. spilled it, that would suck.
Yeah. So, okay. Halloween was just a few weeks ago.
Yep.
What if you're, you're going to, you're trick-or-treating, you're a kid,
yeah.
and then you go and they just give you one box of Nerds or just one Tootsie Roll. And you're like, well, this isn't a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
The house right next door gave me two handfuls.
You don't like Nerds?
Not one tiny box. Give me a handful of boxes, man. Yeah,
I don't know. I'm just grateful. I'm really thankful.
Well, the next door neighbor just gave like 12 boxes. I'm saying,
fuck that neighbor.
Yeah, but you're comparing this. If you compare any package to another package that was better, it's gonna be worse.
And speaking of which, everybody go to Netflix and watch The Package. It's a hilarious comedy film. I think you're going to really love it.
Perfect. Oh, yeah. We produced The Package. Very, very funny. Very funny movie. Good things come in small packages. It's not a woke phrase, right? Because...
Tell me more.
Because exactly what Kyle said. Oh, well, then do big things? Are they bad?
Right.
Yes, it's exclusionary.
Yes, it's a little exclusionary.
People might jump to conclusions.
Which sucks. It sucks that we live in a time that you can't just say a thing and you're talking about a specific thing and then every other thing, it doesn't make sense. Does that make sense?
Thank you.
You're right about that. Thanks for mansplaining that.
That's like the philosophy for the last like 5 years, bro. You're like, just give me that clip of you doing that.
Yeah. That doesn't make sense.
Well, so what are we saying? Like great things come in all packages?
Yeah, it needs to be great things come in packages.
Be great.
Yeah, that's the everything. But then it's like, what about the things that come outside of a package? Great things come.
Yeah, great things come.
How about, hey, did you receive a package? Good.
Good or great or shitty or awesome, good. Doesn't matter.
Hey, you got a package?
They come.
Nice.
You guys, we're putting this into such a human form. What if it is as simple as...
Fuck aliens.
Oh, smart. Here comes Cosmic Blazer.
When you're getting gifts, you always are like... The kid is always like, the biggest package has the bike or the biggest package has the big Barbie dream house. But really, the best gift is the ring in the little box. Because that thing is worth a milli. You know what I mean?
The ring?
The ring. What kind of rings did you get as a child?
I'm just saying like that would be a small package that is very valuable. Whereas it doesn't have to be the biggest package under the tree
or whatever.
Do you
think like Zales coined this phrase?
Possibly.
Or like K. It's like every kiss begins with K.
You know what? I would almost bet money that this is a marketing theme that has seeped
So maybe it wasn't Socrates unless Socrates had a jewelry business on the side. That we don't know about.
That was his side hustle.
I mean, that guy was, he was a Renaissance man.
Right.
Bro, I remember getting like fucking, when you would see a card under the tree for Christmas, you would know, that's small, but you know that there's some cash in there.
It was always just $5. It was $5 from my aunt and that's it.
Yeah, my grandma gave me old gum.
No, sometimes I get a crisp hundo. What do you mean?
$100?
All right, rich ass.
Wow.
My fucking grandpa would always throw a hundo in there. Like,
that's fucking huge, bro.
That's huge.
No, it was fucking great.
My grandma would give me $1 for however old I was. So it was never any money. It'd be like I had $6 when I was six. I'm like, well.
You hit and you threw it right back at her.
Kyle would get $100 for each year. So he would get $100, $200, $300.
I got like a $50 savings bond, but you'd just go, great.
No, you never got cash?
Never. Not $100.
I got gum, dude.
I feel like this was later on in life when I got the hundreds, by the way. I don't want you to think that I was...
Your grandpa was slanging?
I think this was like, you know, when I had my driver's license and
all. Oh, now you're backpedaling it, dog. Now all of a sudden you're like, no, I actually never did get $100.
If remembering... I'm sorry. I'm remembering things while we go in an organic way. Yeah. I'm sorry.
I never got... I was like thrift shopping and stuff.
I was super poor.
Picking up cigarettes off the ground. You drove a Corvette to school.
Yeah, exactly.
You want to know what a real aunt move, what a real like grandma move was? Send you like a $2 bill in a card because them motherfuckers was rare. Shit, dude.
That's so tight.
Yeah. When I got the $2 bill, I'd be like, lucky.
I went on a bachelor party one time and a buddy, he showed up with, I guess it was $200 in $2 bills for the strip club.
Oh,
and I was like, nice. He goes, yep. Dude, I had to go to like the post office, or he had to go to the, I guess... I think he said the post office, and I was like,
weird.
I don't even understand.
Yeah, or it's just like dollar coins. You're just like throwing change at this poor woman.
Sacagaweas? Damn, son.
Here's my question. This is a bit of a segue here, but not a segue, tangent.
Uh-oh, go off.
Go off, king.
In my 20s, I went to the post office, and I got those dollar coins back, and I got like $10 worth in dollar coins, right? Went to the bar that night, and I fucking... paid for a drink in those dollar coins.
Yeah.
And she was like, no, the bartender. And I was like, you know, we were all broke. I was like, this is what I have. And she's like, you're stop fucking with me. And she had me kicked out of the bar.
Wow.
I was like,
you were probably being a little wild child.
Yeah. I was being funny about it. Cause I'm like, look, here's what I had. I had this. And she was like, no.
She kicked your ass out.
Well, how many coins did you give this woman?
It was like $10 for like a $8 drink or whatever.
Well, then she should have just taken the $10.
That's what I said. And I go, you're not going to take this? She's like, no. And I go,
this is money.
Yeah, that's absurd.
And then all of a sudden it was rump, bump, bump.
Yeah, it was a lot of that. And then on the way out, I saw the guy who I had interviewed for the job earlier that day. I'm just kidding. I'm making up an episode now.
It writes itself.
No, I told you.
The pleasure is ours.
Pleasure is ours.
Trojan man.
So what's the saying? What are we going with?
I feel like things come.
Things come.
Things come in packages.
Close your eyes. Things are coming.
I feel, or like something about showing and growing. Like sometimes a small package can grow into being something pretty large if you rub it the right way.
Maybe it's just like,
kind of like that.
A truer sentence has never been said.
Yeah, sometimes a small thing can grow into something pretty great if you rub it the right way.
Yeah, maybe it's just like chill, open the package and see what's up, what's inside. Yeah,
you never know. Don't judge a package by its size.
The poetry is in motion.
The amount of times Kyle said for these phrases that he adds the word chill to it is pretty incredible.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe like it's a always big just part like of this chill, like just chill.
Chill and
yeah, it's not good things come in little packages. It's like, chill, you're lucky to get a package.
Honestly, thank you.
Honestly,
mate.
Chill. Austin.
Chill, it's not Vibro.
Yeah, chill. Open the package and see what's inside. And then
there might
figure
be a bunch
what
of Trojan condoms, America's number one condom brand.
Now that's a really good thing in a small package.